Now it's time to say good morning to Anetsi and talk nutrition. And today we're talking about dieting and what you need to cut out or maybe not cut out. Anetsi, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Wayne.
And as I kind of alluded, when you're on diet, you know, do you have to cut all these things out?
So I thought what we can do this morning is, I think people think you can only lose weight if you cut out carbohydrates completely. And so that's been sort of a big debate in modern diets, like whether from low carbs to keto diets, and some people do like no sugar challenges. And I think because of all of this in the media, many people believe that cutting out carbs is really the only way that you can lose weight.
Right. And
so
just also some controversial diets that also advocated cutting out a whole lot of things, but we'll leave that for another day.
So I think what we need to understand before is that we have to understand why we have carbohydrates. So obviously carbohydrates are one of the body's three main macronutrients, so alongside protein and fat. And I mean, I think the majority of people know, if I ask an example of a carbohydrate, the answer would be easy.
Potatoes.
So it's anything like potatoes, bread, pasta, rice, even fruits and vegetables, which I sometimes think people forget. Fruit also contains carbohydrates, although it's healthy. Then also the legume family, for instance, baked beans, butter beans, lentils, split peas. And then obviously the obvious things like sugary drinks and snacks that we consume. So, but when we consume any type of carbohydrate, the body breaks it down to glucose. And this mainly the body's primary source of energy, and especially the brain. So with that answer in mind, you can immediately understand that a carbohydrate cannot be bad. If it's the primary fuel source for your body and your brain, it is definitely biologically essential for energy. And then as I was working on this, I thought like cutting out carbs or low carb, I think there might also be a confusion between what does a low carb a low carbohydrate diet mean and what is a ketogenic diet. So I think people think keto, like low carbs are ketogenic and ketogenic are low carbs. The answer is sort of yes and no, but there's a vast difference. So it's important to understand that a low carbohydrate diet simply means that we are reducing our carbohydrate intake compared to maybe a typical diet. And so if we look at the percentage of carbohydrates that will be part of a low-carb carbohydrate diet, it can vary anything from 10 to 40% of daily calories. Your carbohydrates that will contribute to your daily calories will be between 10 and 40% if we work it out. And generally, it's not that strict. So you can eat fruits, whole grains, legumes. And obviously, with these diets, generally, the focus will be that you have to reduce your refined carbohydrate intake, have more protein, and healthy fats. So what happens is your body still uses the glucose from the carbs that you consume as the main source of energy, but just in smaller amount. So this is really more like a carbohydrate reduction. It's not really an elimination, if I can put it like that. And then if you think you are following a ketogenic diet, we have to understand that this is quite a strict metabolic shift. So a ketogenic diet is very strict and it's rather high in fat, and it's been designed to push your body into ketosis. So what ketosis means is that your body uses fat to produce glucose, because obviously, so instead of glucose, it burns fat and produces ketones. But you can only get this right if you consume an extremely low amount of carbohydrate. So we're talking about 5 to 10% of calories that can come from carbohydrate. So just to make this a little bit practical, because I think then only the percentage will have an impact. If we think about, so if you have a 5,000 kilojoule diet, it literally means that you can only have 500 kilojoules coming from carbohydrates. So in other references, they would say you have to consume less than 50 grams of carbohydrate in a day. So one slice of bread contains 15 grams of carbohydrate, and the average fruit of 100 grams contains 15 grams of carbohydrate. So we are already at 30 grams of carbohydrate. Then we haven't included hidden sugars. We didn't even think about a teaspoon of sugar in coffee, for instance, and also something like dairy, on average, have about 5 grams of carbs in 100 ml. Very, very quickly, you can reach that 50 grams. So this is actually a very, very hard diet to follow if we talk ketogenic diets. And then, unfortunately, they are extremely high in fat, and many of those out there doesn't really focus on good fats. They mainly focus on saturated fats, and then obviously moderate protein. So that's just quickly the difference between following a low carbohydrate diet versus a ketogenic diet. So, and then the next thing we have to understand is, how do we actually get to lose weight? It's just the math. So weight loss happens really with a calorie deficit. So it means that I need to burn more calories than I consume. And if I can get that right, I will lose some weight. So immediately you can almost see that it's not necessarily food group related, but it's more calorie related than one specific food on its own. Obviously, what we eat contributes to how we feel and what we crave and how full we feel. And I'll explain a little bit more. So obviously, but to have a calorie deficit, you can do small things, like maybe, for instance, eating smaller portions. Like some people will say, I only eat from a small plate, because then, you know, the
plate looks full.
The plate looks full, and there's not that urge to have a little bit more. Or you can increase your activity, and you can just change your food choices to food choices that consumes less calories, for instance, in 100 grams. So it's important to note that we can reduce calories without removing carbohydrates entirely from our diet. So we don't really need to cut out to lose weight. There's actually scientific studies that show that low carbohydrate diets and balanced diets, in other words, that would mean that I consume at least 40 to 50% carbs, 30% protein, maybe 20% fat, they show similar weight loss. So it just emphasizes it's more about the calories than maybe the food groups. And then the key factor to weight loss is obviously having calorie control, but obviously with consistency, and not necessarily eliminating carbohydrates. Because if we think about eliminating carbohydrates, this is really difficult to sustain. So you might sort of be able to get it right for a week or two, but it's very socially restrictive. And I also think there's a big impact on your energy levels, because you might feel lethargic, maybe brain foggy, maybe moody, a little bit of all of those type of scenarios, because of the fact that we consume such a low amount of carbohydrates. So that's important to remember. And then the focus should rather go, you should move your focus, I would say, away from elimination rather to good choices. So then again, the important thing about refined versus complex carbohydrates. So if you understand refined carbohydrates, lots of sugar, generally lots of fat, refined, the body breaks it down very quickly. It causes a high amount of insulin release, and then sort of sugar ups and downs. Mm-hmm. And because of that, you will feel hungry, you will crave. So that is sort of what we will get, the symptoms that we will feel if we follow a refined carbohydrate sort of diet.
Okay.
But then on the complex carbohydrate side, focus on whole grains, like we've mentioned, whole grain meats, whole wheat flours, and rye, for instance, the legume family, brown rice, because these ones actually contains fiber, vitamins, and minerals, and the fiber within the complex carbohydrate increases your satiety. So because you have an increase in satiety, you will automatically eat smaller portions and you will eat less. And then this will actually help you to save calories and then lose weight if we look at carbohydrates.
Okay.
And I always take an example of a slice of bread. If you have to think about that one slice of low GI bread with the seeds in it, and you have to think about one slice of white bread, how quickly you can eat the slice of white bread versus how quickly you can eat the seed loaf, and how you will feel afterwards. You will immediately feel fuller after you've had the seed loaf versus the white. But if we look at the calories, you've more or less consumed the same calories. So the chance that you go for a second slice of white bread is rather great, but you will be happy with the one slice of seed loaf.
Okay.
So this is a very simple example, but this will make you understand the importance of actually choosing the correct carbohydrate and not necessarily thinking that carbohydrate is your enemy.
So as you say, it's which is the correct one, and then which one will make you feel full, as opposed to maybe just tasting nice and you just feel like eating more and more, but the knock-on effect is it ends up on the thigh.
Yes, unfortunately, also because it's a refined carbohydrate, you will want to eat more and more because of the insulin response that's happening in the body. So it's a physiological response that's happening that gives you the craving to have some more. So that's why it's important to choose the complex one, because physiologically speaking, that carbohydrate doesn't have the ability to trigger that insulin response in your body.
I see.
So why would people then actually think that low carbohydrate diets work very quickly? So there's one big reason is because carbohydrates are stored in the body with water. So when we cut out carbohydrates, we lose the water weight very quickly. So you might see within 2 or 3 days, a kilogram loss, but it's mainly water. It's not necessarily fat mass that we've lost because of the way carbohydrates are used and utilized in the body. And then obviously the other reason also, because it reduces your appetite, in the sense that because you eat more protein with low carbs, people feel fuller, and then it leads to a lower calorie intake. So over a long period of time, because you have quite a high amount of protein, you will eat less.
Right.
So it doesn't really mean that carbs themselves are the problem. It's our overall food intake and choices that will lead to weight loss. And that's why I think a balanced diet and a lifestyle is so important, because that is actually sustainable. It might take a little bit longer in terms of your weight loss journey, but it's definitely more sustainable. So I think if you want to lose weight, what your aim should be is don't eliminate it, but choose the better carbohydrate. And focus on whole foods in general, not processed. So eat the real thing. Very important, watch your portion sizes. I think in the media, if we think about ads, the bigger the better almost. But we also have to remember the bigger the better, the more the calories. The more calories. So definitely watch your portion size. And I think the secret to not consuming a lot of calories is really with each meal, if you can add a small amount of protein, because protein increases the satiety level. Your brain actually realizes that I'm happy and you won't crave. So there's a little bit more balance in terms of glucose release in the body. And activity, very important. I think if we think about kids that can eat anything if they run around outside the whole day, the same thing for us as adults. We have to be active. And they don't say 10,000 steps for nothing.
For nothing.
Because it's just a measure of activity for us. And I think the secret is consistency rather than extremity. That is really the key when it comes to weight management, whether you want to lose it, maintain it. I think obviously balance is key.
Balance. Yeah. I think that's always been the sort of the benchmark or the basis of all your advice is just keep it all balanced, because you know, if you sit and kill a packet of chips and an ice cream and you don't move an inch, that energy is just going to stay there and says, please use me, but it doesn't get used, so it goes somewhere else. But if you went for a run and you went for a long walk and all that, you sort of expended some of that energy, then it'll balance out.
Yes, definitely. So I think that's quite a big challenge for us these days, is just to be more active, and then it will be easier to manage your weight. Activity is really very important. And also, if we think about for muscle preservation and longevity, if we are not active, we cannot sustain our muscle. And muscle has got a huge impact in terms of our metabolic rate. So if you want to increase your metabolic rate a little bit, increasing your muscle mass will help with that, but therefore we have to be active to actually maintain the muscle. Otherwise, we lose the muscle, and with that, we'll go a decline in metabolic rate, which you don't really want.
So that's a vicious circle, a vicious cycle as well, that you need to maintain.
Yes, definitely.
Well, it sounds like good advice and relatively simple if you just adjust your lifestyle, as much as it's easier said than done, because, you know, we kind of more inclined to get into the lift or get into the car than to take a walk or to take the stairs.
Yes, and I think, you know, if you've got a lot of weight to lose, it seems like a huge thing, but the recipe is actually very simple. It's not a difficult recipe. Not always easy to do,
not
the
impossible.
Theory is definitely not difficult. No, not impossible.
Well, give it a try, and you never know. You know, what have you got to lose? Maybe a little bit of weight. But Unetsi, thank you very much for the chat and the advice. If somebody needs to get in touch with you, maybe they're on a mission and they've got to get something going in terms of weight loss or just simple diet, how can they make use of your services?
More than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989, or they can find me on Instagram at Unetsi.
Unetsi, thank you very much. Have a great week and look forward to chatting again.
Thanks so much, Wayne.
Thank you. That's Unetsi Today with today's chats and a